Hello, everyone. This is Dave Berta, news editor at Foresight Health. Welcome to Foresight Health's How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think podcast, where we get inside the heads of people trying to change the current healthcare system. Our guest on today's show is Samir Goel. Samir is the co-founder of Esusu. That's E-S-U-S-U. Esusu is a New York-based company that collects and reports rent payments to credit agencies to help people improve their credit scores. Better credit scores improve economic stability. Economic stability is a social determinant of health. More economic stability, better health. I interviewed Goel as part of our How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think series, and I asked him about food, parents, and taking risks.
Hey, David.
Hey, Samir, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Real good. Thank you. Thank you. I was just laughing to myself. My two boys are home from college. They're here at home. I work from home. And my wife is home. And I was just chuckling to myself, if the house phone rings or somebody knocks on the door, will anybody answer it while I'm on this call?
You never know.
You never know. So how are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for your time this afternoon.
Absolutely. How's having a full house?
You know, it's interesting because the first few weeks, it's great, you know, and then we're at that point where we have to put post-it notes on food in the refrigerator. Simple note that says no, meaning, you know, it's somebody else's or we'll be using that for dinner or something. And then my oldest son, who thinks he's very clever, he'll turn the note upside down to say on to justify him eating it.
Wow.
So there you go. Do you have a family, kids?
I'm married. So I got married last year. So no, probably in the next couple of years.
Oh, congratulations. It's great. And they'll be going back in a few weeks and I'll miss them because it really makes the house just come alive with like goofy stuff. So,
well, I'm glad to hear that despite the food wars.
You mentioned your family emigrated to the U.S. from India. What personal experiences kind of affected the work that you do now? When did that light bulb go on when you were a kid to say, okay, maybe you didn't know what was wrong, but you knew something was wrong or off or not right?
Yeah, it's like almost hard to put an exact pin on it. But as like a very basic example, if I think about what I had for lunch every day, it'd be like rice and peas, right? Super cheap, super bulk, regular food. All the other kids would have like Lunchables and
right.
And this and that. And my parents were like, we are never going to spend money on this garbage. But they were one that was like, we're not going to, one, it's a waste of money. And two, it doesn't even like make sense. But you know what I mean? That's just like a little, as a kid, you just want to assimilate, right? So you're just like, I want what all the kids are having.
Right.
And you're like, no, and you're going to eat your like rice and peas. Right. And so, you know, just like those sort of things, like the little things like that. And in hindsight, I'm like, actually, the rice and peas might have been better for me, frankly, than the Lunchables.
But probably, yeah.
But, you know, as an example, I think you just kind of notice those little pieces and stuff like that. And then I think, like, you know, over time, things changed. You know, my parents were able to get more stable jobs and build a better life. And you could kind of see what that looked like in terms of, like, opportunities and those sort of things as well.
Did you think their experience put a little more pressure on you to either be successful or, I don't know what if your parents are still around and what your relationship is, but in the United States, I was born in 1960. And at that point, everybody wanted their kid to be a doctor, number one, and number two, a lawyer. And after that, it really didn't matter. I remember my mom cried when I told her I was going to be a journalist. So, you know, we all have our situations. But I'm just curious how that kind of plays out. Was it a driver? Are they proud of you? You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like my parents sound very similar to yours in that sense, right? Like I think very much like, so I'm the oldest of five and my younger siblings are considerably younger. And so I think I also get to see it in my experience versus theirs, right? And there's definitely a lot more sort of pressure on like, hey, for me, it was a doctor and engineer. Put your head down, stay out of trouble, make money. And like we came here for a reason and that's for you to have a better life and for you to be kind of financially successful. Right.
Yeah.
you know, over time, I think that rhetoric might have changed as I've become an adult and sort of moved on. But I think when I first was like, oh, I'm going to leave my like job at LinkedIn that was like well paying and whatever to go start this company, they're like, what are you talking about? Right. Like why? Where would you ever, like, I thought we had made it. You know, it was, I think over time, like, they've very much like, obviously, Isuzu has grown. When we started, I didn't have a safety net. So I was $100,000 in credit card debt. I had no health insurance. I was working out of Starbucks. You know, it was very different, right? And so when your parents look at you and they see that, they're not really like necessarily thrilled about your life choices.
Right.
And so I think, you know, fortunately, we were able to build a business that grew and scaled, and I'm no longer in that situation. But, you know, I think my parents definitely appreciate the choices I've made and why I do what I do and all of that. But I don't think that was necessarily an overnight realization.
So, like, I'm glad they came around.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the thing that I realized, David, that's so interesting is, like, for me, like, people talk to you, entrepreneurs, and they're like, oh, you have this, like, great risk tolerance, and you're taking risks, and you want to push the status quo and all this stuff. But for my parents, that risk was moving from India to the United States.
Right, right.
In their own way, right? They were just as entrepreneurial, just as risk-taking. It's just a different mindset. Because they moved here and laid even the foundation of me having a citizenship and being able to access an American education system,
mm-hmm.
I now can take a risk that's totally different than the great risk that they took of moving to a country where they knew nobody with nothing, right?
Right.
And so in some ways, there is a lot of that shared ethos, but it took me time to kind of realize.
Right, yeah, it's in the blood.
Absolutely.
Amir, thank you again for your time. Have a great rest of the day, and I'll be in touch.
That's great. Thanks a lot, David. Appreciate it.
If you'd like to learn more about how Samir Goel thinks, please read our Q&A with him on foresighthealth.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Berta for Foresight Health.